This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 27th. God's word to you today is, boast in these. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24, and it says, "But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken." Job chapter 38, verses 2 and 3 says, "Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you and you must answer them." How does one boast when his or her ignorance is revealed? The prophet Isaiah had been saying woe to everyone, but Isaiah saw God and said in Isaiah 6 verse 5, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The truth is that the people that boast that they know God really do not know him. The knowledge and understanding of God really humbles you. The second thing that God allows us to boast in is in the cross of Calvary. Galatians 6:14 says, "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died." God expects us to boast about the cross. God expects us to talk excessively and be extravagant about the cross. God also boasts. Shocking as it may be, but God actually boasts. God boasted about Job to Satan. However, when God boasts about you, be careful, because we know what happened to the man that God boasted about. When God is boasting about me, I actually plead with him. Why? It is because when God is boasting about you, you're about to face some serious tests. It is not like we do not like tests, but we do not like the pain that comes with tests. Guess what? The enemy also boasts. In fact, Satan's greatest boast is when he has succeeded in alienating the children of God from their father, God. He did it with Adam and Eve. The enemy also boasts about destroying marriages. The boasting of Satan only brings guilt, condemnation, and darkness. So when you feel guilty, condemned, and in darkness, Satan is boasting about you. But God will neutralize his boast in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, my boast is in you. So let everything the enemy is using to boast against me be taken away. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.